5773.
How can I help you?
Thanks for calling back. My ramp is acting funny, and I'll try and describe what's happening with it to you real quick. When I deploy it, it fully deploys, or at least as far as the controls allow me to. It won't go any farther. It doesn't do that additional dip in the center. But when my customer got on it about, you know, my last and only wheelchair so far, my shift, it then dropped down with the weight of her chair and her, you know, as she was rolling over the ramp. And then it happened again as she was exiting. So, so that's what's going on.
Okay. Well, when it bends due to the weight and to the position it's supposed to be in to begin with, does that cause any kind of, like, danger? Is it like a jarring thing when it pops into place, or is it pretty smooth?
It is a jarring drop, and the customer debated on whether or not to have, you know, me call supervisor. But she ultimately decided not to, that she didn't want to do anything about it, but she said it was painful.
Okay, copy that. All right, so I think what we should do then is, if you do get any more ADA passengers, to definitely warn them of what the ramp is doing before they get on it. Let them know it does create, you know, a jarring feeling, and if they don't want to take that chance, that's fine. They can get on the next bus. We're going to work on a trade to get you in a bus that works properly just as soon as we can.
Okay, I copy all of that. I appreciate it. Thank you. Just let me know.
Will do. 1528.
Yeah, he's a little out of it. Mumbles a bunch of stuff with something in his hand. Older white male, gray shirt, blue pants. He's continuing to walk towards Gateway. He refused to walk in the other direction. I think it's English's barrier as well.
Train 1 westbound approaching Gateway. Copy the trespasser. Walking east in the west from 82nd to Gateway.
1529.
9525, clear the right away.
25, I copy. 1529.